youth are incredibly skilled and creative. For digital immigrants like me, I resort to whatever channels I have. So I teach, write, and talk. Now the talks are virtual. My first talk on alternative radio was in 2003. I've covered many parts of population health and how the United States is doing. They're all available on the web. I've written op-eds and major stories for newspapers. I've done TEDx talks. Of course, this is not what normal academics do, which is to publish so as not to perish. My aim is to reach the public, not academic audiences. Can you, the listener, follow a similar pattern? My advice is to do what you love, do what you have skills for, and do what you can do for a long time without being paid. Consider the groups you belong to, church groups, hiking clubs, or whatever club suits your fancy. They are not now defunct, but many are dormant. Like a butterfly emerging from its chrysalis, clubs will come alive again. Start one amongst your friends and co-workers today if you still have a job. If you've lost your employment, then call up your neighbor or your former workers and see where that leads. Build a network to saving our planet, not just humanity, but the planet. It's our rapacious capitalism that has brought us to the brink of possible extinction. I have proclaimed in this talk that the COVID disaster provides us with an opportunity to dramatically realign society. However, such a realignment will never occur if we're blind to a harsh reality. The existing power compact is strongly entrenched and very skilled in maintaining the status quo. What will it take to overthrow this power nexus? Maybe it will take massive civil disobedience or a widespread refusal to pay taxes. Maybe it will take a fire-breathing young politician to galvanize the movement. Maybe it will take an outright revolution. I can't say. What I can say, though, is through the actions I've prescribed, as citizens we can lay the ground. We can work to realign our fellow citizens' thinking. Let's not sneer at the concept of socialized medicine or of a welfare state that we as Americans have been brainwashed to do. Let's not blindly follow authority figures or institutions. What's good for General Motors is not necessarily good for the country. It's probably bad. The people we elect to be our political leaders or to occupy the White House are not necessarily wiser or more competent than us. Such a rethinking should not be hard to achieve at this point in American history. Let's not consent to being led like sheep to the slaughter in the next plague or war. We have to act fast. As an emergency doctor, I had a rule of the fearsome fours: 4 minutes without air, 4 days without water, and 4 weeks without food. We have 4 months to turn this pandemic around. So far, this is just a talk. Let's make sure that what Aesop said 2,500 years ago isn't true here, which is that when all is said and done, more is said than done. Let's turn that around. Let's do more than we say. Thank you for listening.
That was Dr. Stephen Bezruchka on COVID-19 and capitalism. He spoke from his home in Seattle in late March. Dr. Bezruchka is senior lecturer in the Department of Global Health at the University of Washington. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and progressive, and we're in our 34th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. And we have a series of programs featuring Dr. Stephen Bezruchka. Due to the current emergency and wanting to do our part in solidarity with you, our listeners, we are offering this program at no charge. If you'd like a copy of Dr. Stephen Bezruchka on COVID-19 and capitalism, just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can go to our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening. We go out with Loudon Wainwright, A Hard Day on the Planet.
One, a two, a one, two. The dollar went down and the president's sick. Who's in charge now? I don't know. Take your pick. A new disease every day and the old ones are coming back. Things are looking kind of gray, like they're gonna get black. Don't turn on the TV, don't show me the paper. Don't wanna know he got kidnapped or why they all raped her. I wanna go on vacation till the pressure lets up. But they keep hijacking airplanes and blowing them up. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth. It's hot in December, cold in July. When it rains, it pours out of a poisonous sky. In California, the body counts keep getting higher. It's evil out there, man. That state is always on fire.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020. CILU now presents Indie Beat.
Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm May Wandiger. The Big Coast is a 6-piece indie pop and soul band from Vancouver whose music features heartfelt vocals and rock-solid brass and rhythm sections. I'll be featuring The Big Coast in half an hour. First, here's Ryan McMahon with Self-Help Book.
I wanna finish finish what I started for once. I want to love something more than a month. I want to bask in the common sense that common sense isn't what I've got. I want a memory that I can redo. I want an enemy that trusts me too. I want a good old day today that fades into night just like the good days do. I'll be leaving room, looking back less at the blues. What a selfish thing to do. But a self-help book, it told me to move along. Nothing to see if it's already done. While we're young, get on with it, whatever it is, so. I want to come back I can use like a knife. I want a friendship that is hard to define. I want a machine to fly through time. Give me a Christmas list of an only child. I want to stop biting my nails. Don't want to pay full price the day before the sale. I want to know where my energy goes and that my time is mine to find what I will. I'll be leaving room, looking back less at the blues. What a selfish thing to do. But a self-help book, it told me to move along. Nothing to see if it's already done. While we're young, get on with it, whatever it is, so. Move along, nothing to see if it's already done. While we're young, get on with it, whatever it is, so. Thank you.
was Leisure Club with Strange Times. Here's Too Soon Monsoon with We'll Live Forever. This is Echo Nebraska with Hey Allison.
Hey Allison, what were you dreaming? Have all your themes turned red? Hey Allison, why were you screaming? Did you not shoot her dead? She said, open your eyes, my baby's coming back. Your eyes, my baby's coming through. And we'll be right back.
Open your eyes, my baby's coming back. Your eyes, my baby's coming through. I love you.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Another kind of suicidal cannon. But we'll say goodbye, babe. There's only seconds on the clock. Baby, I'm a rocket. I'm about to take off. We'll say goodbye, babe. There's only seconds on the clock. Baby, I'm a rocket. I'm about to take off. Hey, hey. I felt akin to the make-believe. I had to find out the truth, so I traded in my gravity for gratitude. I was naked in the dark, but I had nothing left to lose. We'll say goodbye, babe. There's only seconds on the clock. Baby, I'm a rocket. I'm about to take off. We'll say goodbye, babe. There's only seconds on the clock. Baby, I'm a rocket. I'm about to take off. Can't blame a guy for trying with nowhere left to run. You can't convict a man for being curious. Just try to understand we only took that journey cause we said goodbye, babe. There's only seconds on the clock. Baby, I'm a rocket, I'm about to take off. We say goodbye, babe. There's only seconds on the clock. Baby, I'm a rocket, I'm about to take off. We say goodbye, babe.
Seconds on the clock. Baby, I'm a rocket. I'm about to take.
was J.P. Maurice with Rocket. This is Mac Epp with In a Flash.
We proved this a million times. Somebody told you that hurt people, and I'm starting to see that in you.
Nothing ever heals. bound by blood. Nothing ever heals us, nothing left between us. Bound by blood. Nothing ever heals us, and never heals us. Bound by blood. Nothing left between us.
That was Hollow Twin with Bound by Blood. After the break, I'll be featuring the Big Coast. First, here's Run Deer Run with Alexa's song.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
with the other five members to form the Big Coast? And tell me a little bit about everybody and what they play for the band.
Actually, the band started in kind of an interesting way. It started as a family jam band, and I used to live down the hall from this gentleman. His name was Sandy, and I was playing drums for another band at the time, and I was carrying my cymbal bags, and he saw me. He's like, "Oh, do you play an instrument?" I was like, "Yeah, it's cymbals, I play drums." And he said, "Well, my band, you should come join my band. We need a drummer. So it's like a family jam band." And so I was like, "Okay." So I came along and I joined the band, and then time progressed, and there was a couple that were in the family band, and they had a child, so they had to find a new guitarist. So I stepped in and started playing guitar for the band. Then we got another drummer, and this gentleman Sandy is very outgoing, and he essentially found everybody in the band, and he pulled him in pretty much the same way as me. You just see someone walking down the street carrying an instrument, and he's like, "Oh, what do you play?" And then he just calls them over, and that's pretty much how we all met, through Sandy. And then eventually over the years, the family members spun off and they started their own, like a different band. And then we went through the band used to be called The Legend of, Shuichi, after this bass player that came from Japan, who was our bass player. And then, he went back to Japan, and no one could get a hold of him. We went to send him music and stuff, but we couldn't get a hold of him. So the band became The Legend of Shuichi. Then the few members changed, and it became Remnants of The Legend of Shuichi. And again, a few more members changed, and it became Memories of the Remnants of The Legend of Shuichi. And then we're in our latest iteration. We just thought it was getting too long, so we just called it The Big Coast. And it's pretty much the group we have now.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a very collaborative process, or do you typically take the reins?
Yeah, I typically take the reins. So what I do is I'll write the song, and I'll make an arrangement for it, and I'll record it just at home and record the instruments for them, and then I'll send it off, and then I'll get feedback from the band. They'll say, like, "We like this, we don't like this." And we'll try it at rehearsals, and we'll work it out that way. And then eventually, like, something, like, we just kind of polish it over time. So it becomes more collaborative at that point, and we work through things. We try the different arrangements, different stops, and it eventually works out.
Where do you tend to draw the inspiration from for your lyrical content? Are you more likely to use aspects of your own life and those of others that you know, or are you more of a storyteller?
Actually, I draw from both sources. So I do find it difficult sometimes to, like, I have songs that are deeply personal to me, and sometimes I'm not exactly the kind of person that loves to talk about themselves that much. So often those songs I'll hide my meaning a little bit in kind of poetry and a little bit in metaphor. But then other people's stories, that, like, my friends and people close to me, and I will tell their stories, but obviously I'll try to change it a little bit so it's not completely obvious to them. But it is both. But obviously the songs that are, like, deeply personal to me, they resonate more with me, but it can be fun doing stories about other people and their experiences.
You have a great video recorded live at Blue Light Sessions for your song Wildfire. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so that song is obviously a love song. It's about finding, like, a second chance with someone when you've tried it, and the first time things didn't work out, like, even though that person really meant something to you and it really sparked something within you, but sometimes that flame or whatever, it burns a bit too brightly, and it needs to, you know, it can get a little, like, out of hand, and it's about, like, second chances of making it work in the end.
She start my heart up like a wildfire. Took a bullet to my heart to wake me up to this liar. Things are moving slowly, then they speed up. I lose control. Am I starting to believe in second chances to you as well? You and I tonight.
You're listening to Indie Beat on CILU 102.7 FM.
Thank you. to see them.
The inspiration for your song Changes?
It's really about like the environment. Like I'm really passionate about sustainability, the environment, things like that. It's really a story about how the world is becoming kind of controlled by corporate interests and less controlled by people and more controlled by corporations, and how it's not really making the world a better place when things get driven by money and like money interests, as opposed to health or personal interests, social interests.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, in a studio recording, or up on a stage performing live?
It's usually when I'm writing. Actually, even though I'm very lucky that I don't appear to be, I actually get very, very severe stage fright, and I have this love-hate relationship with performing. I am always drawn to do it, and I always am drawn to perform, but I also very much dread it at the same time. So throughout this, always this kind of internal battle going for performing. The studio is, I really love being in the studio, and every time that I've got to go, it's very like focused, and it's about kind of trying things over and getting kind of a perfection. Whereas I'm more about improvisation. That's where I feel most alive. So I do love the studio, and it is nice to come away with something that's recorded and sounds really great. But really where I come alive is improv. And if you've seen us perform with the Big Coast, I'm often on stage and I'm there conducting, and I'll take the guys and I'll signal them, and we'll change the songs from what we've rehearsed and what with our format is. And the guys are always like, even though I give them a really difficult time, because I'll conduct them into things that might not seem to work at the time, but like they'll follow me along this journey, and it really like, it's really fun, and keeps everyone on their toes, keeps the audience on their toes, and we'll evolve kind of the story from there.
You've done a lot of performing around the Vancouver hotspots, including Guilt and Company, the Roxy Cabaret, and all the other popular spots. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Every Gelb show is really special. I think the people at Gelb's treat us really well. The audience is always really great, and I think those smaller intimate venues, it really is nice when you're up with your audience. I think we played the Blue Light Sessions this year in January, and that was actually a really special gig as well, because we had it's a very small intimate venue. And we had all our fans in the room with us in this recording studio. And it's really it's a really amazing experience to see people singing along to our songs. And they're really enjoying our songs. They're really enjoying our music. And that's really what it's about. And they're singing along. And really what I love about music is that collaborative thing when everybody comes together and share an experience all together.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
Well, we were hoping to do some summer festivals and things. I guess there's this virus thing you may have heard of that's going on right now. And so it's changing everything, right? It's putting all these shows kind of on hold for the moment. And we're not sure when it's going to end. So we're trying to evolve as a group. What we're doing, we're going to start a fun little project where I've got Arthur, who's the drummer, to send me some drum tracks, like some of his favorite things. He just records it at home, and then we'll send it off to Devin, the bass player. He has his bass lick. So we're just kind of trying this collaborative write a song thing just for fun. And then we're doing couple streaming sessions as well, and going to try that out. It's another experience, performing, and there's no audience, and you're kind of performing to the void or the ether or whatever you want to call it, and that'll be an interesting experience. Yeah, and we have an EP coming out, so we have four songs that we're in the process of mixing right now, and luckily we got about 95% of it recorded before all the studios and things kind of are shutting down now, obviously with social distancing. So we're pretty excited to release that. Hopefully over the next couple of months, we can finish with the mixing and get the last of the musical bits added in. So that'll be exciting. Four more songs that we can put on Spotify. And we also just released a video from the Blue Light Session a few days ago, which is exciting too. It's for Junkmail, which is another one of our new songs.
Awesome. Where can we find you online to keep up with these new releases and streaming performances?
So we through the Big Coast band on Instagram, we're on Facebook as well. We're putting links and everything exciting that we're doing, we're going to put it through there. And we're going to start to slowly add to our story of our song. So we're just going to put out the drums, then we'll see where it goes from there.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, What's On Your Mind. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, that's another kind of a relationship-based song it's about being fearful in a relationship as well. When you're scared that something is going is going too well in a way that you don't want it to break your heart, or so you decide to run away instead.
A very relatable song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just me, okay?
Guy, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Baby, talk to me. Why don't you talk? Tell me something. Oh, we don't need another lie. Never told me, but you're the one.
what's on your mind. Oh, baby, talk. Why you never talk? On your mind.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Radio Hootenanny.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Hootenanny, where each and every week on the show, what we do is all Canadian music for 1 hour of power. I'm Skip the DJ. My, how things have changed since we...